This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And Dr. Gabriel Kelly from Aviva Health Inn. Good morning. Thanks for coming in.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So I understand you're the chief resident there.
I am. I'm one of the chief residents. Me and Dr. Waller both serve as chiefs.
So 8 new family medicine interns have arrived to be part of the program. You're in your second year, right?
That's correct, yeah.
So how did you end up coming to Aviva?
Yeah, so the way the residency match system works is that in about fall time of every year, thousands of medical students in their fourth year interview all around the country, and that is compiled into a match algorithm where the candidate selects, their top 10 or so rankings, and the programs also select the same. And then a computer algorithm really just matches the candidate to the location. So I came here because of science and computers, really, but this was one of my top choices because I'm a native Oregonian and want to serve the people.
So the computer said go to Roseburg.
Yep. Pretty much.
Pretty fast.
And then you have a legally bound contract to serve for that time.
So yeah. How long are you here?
I'm here for 3 years.
And you said you're from elsewhere in Oregon originally, right?
Yeah. I grew up in Damascus, which is up by Portland, about 30 minutes east of Portland.
So when did you know you wanted to be a doctor?
Yeah, I knew I wanted to be a doctor from the time I knew what a traditional job or career was. But more important than being a doctor, like I want to be a healer and help people live healthier lives in whatever way I can.
Now, I understand that there was something kind of particular in your life that drove you towards medicine.
Right. Yeah. I had a pretty big reconstructive surgery when I was about 5 months old. And that's the sort of surgery. It's like a reconstructive skull surgery and brain operation where a lot of folks either don't survive or have a lot of cognitive issues subsequently. So it was a huge privilege to have the care that I had, especially coming from rural Oregon, and have the pediatrician that I had to advocate for me when I was little.
Wow. And so that obviously shaped what you wanted to do going forward.
I think so. And then, mostly along the way, you have also other transformative experiences every day if you look for them.
So talk about this intern program, how it all works.
Yeah, so this is a huge answer to an ask from the community. The community said, we want more doctors. And Aviva said, we will give you 24 at a time. And so basically what we've created is every year we get 8 new doctors that match to this program that will serve our community for 3 years. So in July 1 of this year, we'll have 8 more coming to Roseburg, and that'll solidify our 24-doctor panel of resident physicians to serve through Aviva Health and CHI Mercy.
And it looks like these folks are really coming from all over.
Yeah. So these folks are coming from all over the country. Some people are from other countries as well. And it's an amazingly rich and diverse group of people that is so enthusiastic about the population here and serving in rural America, because really Roseburg has a lot to offer. Roseburg has novel research opportunities, interesting pathologies that we don't see in big cities, and plenty of opportunity that places like Portland are oversaturated with. So rural residencies are actually up and coming.
And I understand, there's a lot of shortages right now throughout the economy, but in medicine, that it's the rural areas where it's been tougher to get people.
Right. It's the rural areas that have been tougher to get people. And that's partially in part because Medicare funding hasn't been reformed for residencies since the late 90s. And arguably, a lot of that lobbying is very Portland-centric and not necessarily serving rural areas like Roseburg and even more remote areas in Douglas County. So this is a great year for this, because we can advocate both on the local level, but it sounds like you guys will be having conversations later today with commissioners in the running later this November to really vote for reform of what you want to see. If you want more doctors, we need to pay for that through Medicare funding.
So what is it about this program you especially like?
What I like about it is it was an opportunity, number one, to create a residency program, to be a part of the creation of a program in leadership. And that was something I was looking for. And then the second big draw for me was the broad spectrum family medicine opportunities. So I've gone from delivering a baby one day to doing a colonoscopy and endoscopy for a patient the next day to seeing a newborn baby in clinic the next day. Like, the variety is so rich, and the patients are awesome. I love learning about the people here. I love learning about their fun, like, hobbies and interests. I buy, like, all of my patients' books that they write, and I love learning about their lives because that informs me of their health.
Now, it sounds like there's not really a typical day then.
No. I take it day by day, and every day is different and open to different surprises. And I think that's the greatest thing about family medicine docs is they're extremely, good at just taking things as they come and learning to help people in the way that they can, where they're at in that moment.
As this program is evolving, also, you've got a new building underway.
We do. We're growing, and we're growing out of our clothes. So we're expanding. We're expanding to a larger building right next to us, and it's going to at least double in size and really allow for us to also create some community gathering events. Like, we'll have some cooking classes and be able to have group care visits, especially because some of the COVID protections are being lifted. We can start coming together again, and it's a really exciting time for all of that.
So for being here in this area, what have you gotten to learn about Roseburg and the Umpqua Valley so far when you're not out working?
Yeah, so I've even rotated as far west as Bandon and Port Orford, which is not technically in our county. We have Reedsport, but I've learned quite a bit about the culture. I've learned about logging. We got to go out and see the Archie Creek fire area and the decimation of the forest, and hear how logging, how forest management really works. And that was enlightening to me, especially coming from an area with less logging, still rural, but less logging. I've also learned quite a bit about how intertwined sort of weaponry and guns are in the culture of folks in Douglas County, and how there are collectible items. People go to trade shows. Like, I've loved learning about, a lot of my patients are into making knives or collecting guns. And I've learned about the rich history behind that and not just the use of it as a weapon.
So what do you do in terms of getting out and enjoying the area?
Yeah, so I just bought a house in Oakland, Oregon, just north of here. And so we've been remodeling, and we've been working in the yard. So, like, last weekend, I was pouring concrete for our fence. We have three dogs and love going on hikes around. I've been finding some areas to go to hike, and, like, Cooper Creek Reservoir has been a great area. The Wolf Creek Falls has been a good hiking area that we did a breast cancer awareness hike at a few months ago. And lots of hikes, lots of great craft beer. I have to give Too Shy a shout out. They're one of my favorite breweries in Oregon of all time, which is a big thing to say in Oregon.
So you came here for a residency program. You're partway through it, but you bought a house. So what does that mean?
Yeah. So it means that I'm invested in the community, and whether that means me staying or it means me providing housing for future residents, because I think we can all agree it's tough to find a place to live here, and places are few and far between. So I could see the house also being an area where residents and medical students can always have a place to land, or it might be if I get a job here after residency where I live.
All right, Chief Resident Gabriel Kelly, one of the folks with the Aviva Residency Program. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you so much.
8:40, the morning conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.